This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging an Eisenbahn Vigorosa. It's a Category 15C Weizenbock. It's a beer from Brazil. Makes some good German and Belgian beers there. I like this brewery quite a bit. So, very interested in trying this one. It's a deep copper color, clear. Has a tall, light tan-colored head. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, it's fruity. It's fruity with a banana, wheat, malty sweet. There's a deep fruit quality to it, like plums, you know, stone fruit. The malt is interesting, in addition to the wheat. It's got a soft, caramely quality to it. Also quite a bit of vanilla. There's some alcohol there, too. It's pretty complex. There's a light spice. It's not a simple aroma like a Hefeweizen. There's a lot of going on there. What lingers is a blend of alcohol, fruit, and malt. Malty sweetness. I think it's a touch fruity. I like a little bit more of the banana clove quality. I love the malt, though. I'll give it a 10 for aroma. Tasting it. Well, it tastes like a Weizenbock. It's got a strong wheat flavor, moderate caramel vanilla richness. There's some alcohol. There's moderate fruit, both stone fruit and banana. Medium to medium-low bitterness. It's a malty beer. I'm not getting any hop flavor. There is a little light spice that I'm attributing to the yeast. You know, perhaps the alcohol is playing in there, too. The aftertaste is malty and wheaty and fruity. Has sort of a full palate with a off-dry finish. Yeah, it's got just a little forward in the balance of the fruit, but everything else is really nicely balanced. So I'm going to give that an 18 for flavor, just a small knock on the fruit. Mouthfeel. It's got a high carbonation. Body is, I'd call that medium full. Maybe a touch higher. Sort of hard to tell with a high carbonation. It's warming, very smooth, and it's got that fluffy mouthfeel that you often get in wheat beers. It's one of the things I look for. I like that. I'm going to give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, I'm really impressed. It's got great flavors. Like I said, I prefer the yeast to show a little bit more banana clove, a little less fruit like plums. But I really like how the malt flavors developed. The background quality, you know, that vanilla is a super supporting flavor. I think it's balanced nicely. The hops are in the background. You know, you barely get any bittering hops. It's got a good freshness to it. All around, it's very, very good beer. You know, I would drink that any time. So I'll give it a 9 overall. Total score 45. Very nice job. This is a 8% ABV beer too. So it's you know, they call it a wheat Doppelbock, which is, you know, pretty much what Schneider Aventinus is. A lot of similar flavors. You know, I think you get some of that fruitiness from a higher gravity fermentation anyway. Plus there's dark malts in there. Dark malts like Cara Munich can give you those deep plum type flavors too. So could be from either of those. I wouldn't automatically attribute it to a warm ferment. because the overall profile is fairly clean. You start driving a Hefeweizen and yeast too warm, and you start getting some off qualities. And that's not there. So I'm guessing it's a combination of the malts that are used to darken it and the gravity. So, you know, that makes it more acceptable because it's more naturally derived rather than something that's a conscious, fault. So 45 overall for the Eisenbahn Vigorosa. It's a Category 15C Weizenbach.